In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Dan! Danny boy, how's it going?
It's like the beginning of when you go to cinema in the old days there.
I've got it in my head. I just went to the retro cinema here in the realm and watched the film.
Did you?
Yep.
What did you see?
Ben-Hur.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a retrospective, was it?
Ben-Hur 2, sorry.
Ben-Hur 2?
Yeah, just come out.
Not many people have seen that, have they?
Well, it's new. It's very new. Yeah. The film tend to open in this realm first.
It's a couple of years earlier sometimes, isn't it?
Sometimes decades.
Because in the other realm, it's not even in pre-production.
No.
Yet, but
it's not.
Here, it's already.
And I can tell you, when it does drop in 50 or 60 years, wowee, you're in for a treat.
Charlton Heston's... You know, looking quite old though.
Yeah, I think there was quite a bit of AI.
Yeah,
used to make it. Nice. What have you been up to, Dan?
I've done a bit of pub. I went to pub Saturday. Had a nice Saturday afternoon pub.
It
was a new one.
Oh, good.
Duke of Hammersmith in Hammersmith. And this was a pre football. Classic
lad
pre-football pub. I've never been there. It's on the Shepherd's Bush Road, and it's always been a pub, and it used to be surrounded by the Hammersmith Palais, which is obviously not there anymore.
Oh yes, I know what you mean.
And it's got three outdoor drinking areas, which I didn't experience any of because it's a bit
three
chilly.
Three
separate areas.
Is this access through one door or three separate? How are you defining three separate areas?
I'm not. Well, I only saw a couple. There was one through one side of the bar, one through another
apart.
One. But that's what their literature says. Okay. Three. I didn't really. It was, you know, it wasn't that packed in there. So we found sat at the first table. We found
okay.
Me and
okay,
Alex.
Well, good for your drinking time.
It was
bad
nice.
For journalism.
Yes, and we now, I think. This is one of the, I think maybe I've been to a BrewDog. Oh, I've been to a BrewDog pub a couple of times. I think there was one in Brixton. But this is one of the first BrewDog pubs I've been to, I think. Have you been to many? Because we talked about the one in Waterloo, haven't we?
There's one in Norwich I've been to.
Because Elliot Steele was talking to us, wasn't he, about the one in Waterloo? Because it's got a slide in it.
Yeah.
Which didn't like.
Controversy around the one in Waterloo.
Yeah. This was more traditional sort of pub.
Okay.
I've got to say, it was very nice.
What did you have?
I had...
Pink IPA?
I had... No, I didn't. I actually didn't have any BrewDog.
Didn't you?
I had 2 pints of Adnams Southwold.
Lovely.
Big fan.
Yeah.
My friend Alex. But what I do want to say is that the barman was really good and was sort of behind the bar and coming out and taking orders as well. So, and sort of dealing with the whole pub. Wasn't really busy, but it was quite a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
He was really attentive and friendly and like really on it. I was like, this is quite impressive for one person to be doing a lot of
this. As a fan of good bar work.
Yeah.
It's lovely to witness.
Yeah,
that,
very
actually.
Nice. And he said, do you know what you want to drink? And I was like, oh, well, I'll have the Adnams, please. And then Alex said, I'll have a pint of the brew dog. And it was only sort of afterwards when he sort of looked down the list and, you know, there were like eight.
What did they give
brew
him?
Brew dogs.
Punk IPA, presumably.
I think he had a lager. He had a pills and a lager thing. Yeah. So that was like a nice bit of ordering.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
And some fish and chips. It was very pleasant.
Oh.
And QPR then won. So that is deemed a lucky venue now.
Okay. So how does this work? Does that mean that you... Are you going to wear out the luck? Are you going to save the special games, or are you going to keep going until...
Probably what we will do now is go there until we lose.
Okay.
Because we went to a couple of weeks ago, we were running a bit late. We didn't have time to go to a pub, really, so we popped into a Cafe Nero, which was opposite there. We lost. We can never go there again. There's another pub on the roundabout, which I went to earlier this season for a quick one before the game. Where we went before, we went to see Lloyd Griffiths. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah.
And we lost that day, so I can't go there again before a match. So as you can imagine, being a QPR fan, there's not many pubs that I can still go to.
No, my worry is that you're burning through these pubs too quickly.
Yeah.
And I think what you need to do is go, okay, you've got a lucky pub.
Yep.
That's locked in now.
Yep.
You know it's lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
No one can take that away from you. Don't waste it on meaningless games.
Yes.
I know for you at this point of the season, there's not many meaningless
games. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is preserve the luck and bring it out when you need a bit of luck.
That's a good point, actually. I should do a bit of that.
Because every time you're finding a lucky pub, you're ruining them.
Yeah. And we have to go further and further out of London.
Exactly. Well, yeah. You might have to.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's something else people could write to us in about. Any other football fans out there have got a lucky pub?
Yeah. What's your strategy for using a lucky pub? Robbie@moonunderpod.com. Yeah. Dan, well, that's good that you've got one on there. I've struck out.
Have you? Well, pubs. To be fair, you've been pretty... You've been hitting the pubs heavy, haven't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, you're stuck on 67 pubs for the year.
I did drink alcohol, though. My son Otto, who's 10.
Yeah.
Obviously, kids these days, he's got into seafood.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, it's like...
He's
heavy into seafood.
Classic. It goes Peppa Pig, Paw Patrol, seafood, doesn't it? Yeah.
And then drugs.
Yeah.
That's the exact order. Yeah, so he is very into seafood. And he's wanted to go for a long time into the Bay Restaurant in Gerald's. Now, for those who don't know Norwich... Gerald's is like a John Lewis that's only in Norwich. A department store.
I remember Gerald's.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I love Gerald's. It's the only shop I'm loyal to because I will go... Well, I'm going to go to Gerald's and buy things there because I like that it's only in Norwich.
Yeah.
I like they've not tried to go to other places. Well, if they have or not, but it's not worked.
They haven't gone to Cromer, have they?
I don't think so, no.
They haven't gone to Dis.
No.
No.
Any other places you can name?
Sheringham?
Yep. No, I don't think they have. Or if they have, I'm unaware of it. But in there's a seafood restaurant called The Bay. And it's not the cheapest place.
Okay.
But it's quality. And we went in there, had some oysters.
Oysters?
Oysters to start, an oyster each.
Otto, so how did Otto find the oyster?
He enjoyed the oyster.
Did he?
In fact, when it came around to dessert, I said he had the option of picking dessert or another oyster. And it was we went for dessert in the end for variety.
But it was close.
He was considering a bonus oyster.
Me and our mutual friend Jim used to do that. There used to be a Japanese place that we used to really like going to in Clapham.
Yeah.
And the sushi was so good that we'd quite often go in, have some sashimi, then have a bowl of noodles, and then order some more sashimi. It's very nice.
I'm aware, by the way, that whilst I'm talking about my 10-year-old son eating oysters, we're losing a significant proportion of the audience in this journey. A significant proportion are utterly disgusted with this. But
you do need to tell a bit more about the oysters. Was it dressed?
It was plain with the side bits, the little onion in the vinegar.
Okay.
Tabasco.
Yep. And did he just tip it down, swallow, or did he have a chew or not?
I think he had a little chew.
Yeah.
Taste it a bit. But yeah, so did that. And then
that's
a little
brave
smorgasbord of fish. On a more sort of working class fish story, we once out at Cromer, and we went to the little fish shop there.
Yeah.
And the man there said, oh, I was just like him at his age. All my friends were getting sweets and I began getting a pot of whelks. So there we go. He's just a boy who likes his seafood.
That's nice. I remember when I was little, I used to go to my granddad in Ashford in Kent. Mm-hmm. Quite often he'd have some cockles.
Oh, okay.
He's, you know, eating with a cocktail stick. I don't think I'd eat a cockle now.
Oh, they're not great, I don't think. Well, no. A lot of there's a mix of seafood, but also how there's a mix of quality within seafood.
Yeah.
You can get markets, you can get oysters at Norwich Market where they'll open them up for you and all that, but it's not of the standard of them oyster
not
we had.
Not Gerald's.
But reflecting the price.
Yeah. Get what you pay for, don't you?
Yeah, but then I did have a glass of fizzy pink wine, again losing
Lovely.
The audience,
yeah.
and another glass of non-fizzy white wine. Just took the edge off the children's party I had to go to afterwards. So that was that. But in other news, is there anyone to talk to you about, Dan? Yeah.
What do you want to talk to?
It makes it sound like your conduct. It's nothing to do with you.
Okay, thank God. I thought you'd found out for a minute.
Well, two things. First of all, a reminder to everyone that the Moon Underwater Patreon has been paused.
Yes.
The extra content you'll find there is stopped on Patreon. You're not getting charged. No one's taking your money. So don't panic.
We wouldn't do that.
It just means you're going to get extra stuff on the actual...
On the feed.
Someone might say it's a socialist uprising here.
Yeah.
Bringing the content to the masses instead of behind a paywall. So, terrific news.
It's great news.
For everyone.
Yeah,
really.
I think so.
Yep. Yeah. That was my first thing.
Yep.
Second thing, I'm going into railing this summer.
Yeah, that's quite a leap.
Yep.
Yeah, you're going into railing. Are you 20 years old and living in the 90s?
yeah, very much so. No, I'm bringing into railing to the modern age.
Yeah.
And I'm going with my three children.
I've got to say, I really want to go into railing.
I've always wanted to go into railing. And this year, do you know what happened? We're going to the south of France.
Yeah.
Our family and my friend Mark's family. And we're all going to go down there, have a week down there. But I've got like 9-10 days beforehand, 9 days I think, where I've got a sort of gap in my schedule at the minute.
Okay.
And it's the school holidays.
Yep.
I thought, you know what? I'm going to take the kids. My wife will be working. I'm going to take the kids and go on adventures. So we're just going to potter around Europe.
So all three of them?
Yep, all three. Three of them, which works out quite well because having three children, the world is designed for... Two adults, two kids.
For four, yeah. When I was growing up, on the rare occasions we would go out for meals, like normally on holiday, we'd go into places and it would be like a table for five and they'd go, and then they'd have to move stuff around and find an extra chair. And I always remember just being really embarrassed and just thinking that I was in this massive, unwieldy family.
Well, it's stuff like if you're getting a sleeper train.
Yeah.
Then they're either four or six person couchettes or sleeper carriages. So we're going to be traveling around Europe. I think we're going to go into Brussels, spend a couple of nights there.
Yep.
And then I think Europe is our oyster or our muscle, if you remember Brussels. Yep.
Or
our mule. But there is a sleeper train that goes from Brussels to Vienna that I'm considering.
Nice.
But what my question was. Where are, and bear in mind I will have three children with me, so we're not doing massive sessions. Where are good places in Europe for pubs that I can research while we're out there?
Yeah.
Like Belgium, famous for its beer.
Oh yeah, you've got to have some Trappist.
Going to have some, a little bit Trappist while I'm out
beers,
there.
Yeah.
I'll have no worries getting a nice little pint there in the evening. I think some of the sleeper trains, the posher ones, do give you a little glass of wine for your journey.
Oh, very nice.
Very nice. Some of them have like, restaurant-y cars.
I did a lovely, it wasn't an overnight, but a nice train journey from Paris to Zurich a few years ago. We went, we booked it nice and early, so we had to pay about an extra fiver and we went first class. That was nice. They bring you a nice glass of wine at some point during the journey while you're racing through the mountains.
Well, we've got the first class Euro Interrail thing again. In the audience.
Another 5% just dropped off.
That's it. Not a massive difference in price. But because we've got this first class thing, it means you get the slightly posher seats in the Eurostar where they bring you food and drink. Anyway, where do you think I should go in order to maximise pub things? And are there any place that I might not really think, like Vienna. Is that a good pub city? I don't know anything about Vienna.
I feel like I've never been to Austria. I would feel like you'd get very good lagers there. Czech Republic.
Yeah.
For Pilsner.
Make it to Prague. It's a long route from going to Belgium to the south of France via Prague.
But yeah.
I suppose we're going to Vienna.
That must be pretty good though. I don't know. I mean, it'd be interesting to go to somewhere like Luxembourg. Is there a pub culture in Luxembourg?
That's very close to Brussels,
you could
isn't
easily
it?
Do that.
Get a bus or something. I can't get a bus, I can't get a train, so I forgot how, literally forgot the whole purpose of Interrail.
You're not into busing.
No.
Well, so you want some suggestions?
I want some suggestions for not massive. I'm not talking about going to super clubs in Ibiza here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about having a drink around Europe. And also, are there any great train station, European train station pubs? Because there's some majestic train stations around. Are there any good boozers within those? I seem to remember there's a good one at Amsterdam Central Station. I think there's a good bar within the station.
I think you might be right. And we've talked about here, haven't we, that great train station pubs in Britain.
So I'd like the listeners, because it's always important to give them a bit of homework.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So they've got something to do. I'd like to know their suggestions for great European pub stations and pub
and perhaps
cities.
Surprising places that you might not know about the beer culture.
No, I don't want to hear about that.
No. Okay.
Yes, well, absolutely fine. Yeah, anything that I should look out for whilst travelling around Europe would be absolutely lovely.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Dan, just glance over your shoulder there. Probably support this little letter. There.
Got a little letter there. Yeah,
read of it, please.
Let's have a read of it. Who's it from? Let me see.
I don't know. You've got to read it to find out.
I do need to read it to find out. Okay, this is from Andy. No, a lot of Andys, but I don't think it's one of the ones that we know.
We're going to need more information before we can identify him fully.
Just an Andy. And he says, Dan, Robbie. Oh, I think probably the first time I've been referenced first.
Yeah.
I like that. Thanks, you, Andy. You seem like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
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 Big fan.
I'm not sure. I don't know how I feel about that, but maybe it's more like the warm-up, the starter before the main course.
Yeah, the oyster before the smorgasbord of fish.
Soup, Chateaubriand.
Yeah,
that's his vibe.
Yeah.
Okay. Again, lost some audience there.
Yeah. With apologies for being in Britain rather than somewhere more exotic, because we have been asking for people to message us from where they are across the world. I wanted to highlight a corner of Manchester that has three pubs in the same building.
What?
Now, let's just carry on. And then the City Arms, the Vine, and the Waterhouse are all connected on Kennedy Street and Cooper Street. Surely it's the easiest pub crawl in the world. P.S. I'm pretty sure I know the ship transported from Vietnam to the Falklands as I work with the Falklands government. Cheers, Andy.
We've got a very Falklands-heavy audience.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is anyone actually listening in the Falklands? That would be great.
Everyone, I think. There's not that many people in the Falklands, and most of them have written into us. Yeah.
Okay. That was because we had a great letter, didn't we, about someone a couple of weeks ago who works on the ships, and they went on a kind of pub crawl around the wineries of South Africa by tram, didn't they? So
I'm just trying to look at this. So these pubs, there's three pubs within the building. So yes. City Arms.
The Vine.
The Vine Inn.
And the Waterhouse.
Okay, so I'm looking at a map here.
Yep.
The Waterhouse is a Wetherspoons, it would seem. City Arms there. Yeah. The Vine. I'm looking at this map. I'm looking at I'm going to show you the picture, Dan.
Okay.
I'm looking at an overhead view.
Yeah.
That seems to be an addition to the building.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Is that still part?
But I suppose you could, if you can access it from the other building, does it?
That's it, yeah. How does this work? Well, either way, that's fabulous. Yeah, it's hard to see without going to ground level, so we have to do an actual in-person trip. But that's good. Are there any other places with multiple pubs in the same building?
And so we've been talking a lot about pub crawls, right? And we've had pub crawls with the trams, we've had pub crawls on a ferry. Mm. We've had pub crawls, and now this is a pub crawl within a building.
Yeah.
So we're kind of shrinking the pub crawl down from being quite a big thing, perhaps when you're on a railway and you're getting off at different stops, to now it's like a micro pub crawl. And you could just, I mean, maybe you just go round in circles so many times you can get round in a night.
I wonder if there's a Guinness World Record for the longest pub crawl.
Yeah. And how would that...
And can we break it?
How would that be measured?
Sounds like Dan work.
Because you'd have to do it in a certain amount of time, surely.
Yeah. I wonder how it works. Okay.
Well, maybe we could have a look at that.
Okay, wonderful. Good to know. That's been an absolute joy having you here in the middle of the water. Right, thank you. If anyone's got anything they'd like us to chat about or any information on the issues raised in this podcast, please message robbie@moonunderpod.com and we will go through your missives.
See you later.
You're not going to do something to the...
Oh, yeah.
You can, something of your choosing, what you can do to it.
Oh, I'm going to blow it off the wall. Does it blow it off the wall? No, I need to put it back, don't I? I'm going to blow it back onto the wall.
Thank you for clarifying there. Thank you.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.